Now, visit our website, rte.ie/Mooney. And if you do, you'll see our panto page, and it'll give you a list of the panto.
Won't.
Oh, yes, you. Yeah, you will. Yeah, definitely. Anyway, we asked people to contact us if they had a local panto in their area, particularly if they were involved, and we'd give it a plug, and we've been plugging them left, right, and centre. But we decided to do a little bit better than that by asking Noel Cunningham to go and meet some of the cast of some of the pantos around the country. So just kind of randomly selected, and off Noel goes into the wilderness, and he comes back with a little report, and he's in the studio with us today. Noel, and you're looking very dapper as always, I have to say.
Well, good afternoon, Derek, and to you,
Michael.
Yes, Michael, lovely to meet you.
Are you getting like Louis Walsh? Do you have to write names down in case you forget them?
Absolutely not. No,
that's why I always use dear heart or friend. It's the acting one, isn't it? Ah, dear heart, it's great to see you. Yes. You haven't a clue who you are.
Yeah, there used to be somebody in 2FM who used to call everybody head.
Head.
Oh, how are you, head?
I tend to use the word darling fairly frequently.
Or where I am, where I'm living at the moment, it's hun.
Oh, no, that's you, vulgar. No.
Oh, hun is vulgar?
Oh, yes,
why
absolutely.
Is vulgar?
It's rural.
No.
Anyway, here I am, and
here
thank
you. And it's great to see
you. I feel good, and it's lovely to be back in the Mooney Show. I've been here in ages, it seems.
Yeah. What was the last, wasn't the last time you were our Titanic correspondent?
Well, that's ages ago. The last thing we were doing was
2012.
These, sort of
fire
sales.
2012.
Yeah, but the fire sales we were doing, you know, these sort of auctions of distressed properties.
Oh yeah,
we did that more recently.
That's right. Yeah.
And a few other any time, of course, matters of a.
So what do you be doing
nature.
Between
I'm
doing
being,
this?
Thank God, extremely busy. I was at Crumlin this morning. They've launched that Kiss for Crumlin for fundraising, and it's really fabulous and marvellous, and we found a gorgeous little girl there this morning whose birthday it was. She's in the CF wing, and the CF wing now is so beautiful because thanks to fundraising they can have better facilities and private rooms. It's like a little hotel, so that was very touching and very lovely. And of course we were in Clonroach yesterday.
Yes, where's Clonroach?
It's on the borders of Wicklow and Wexford, and you know, if you can imagine, you drive through the countryside, and really that countryside is lovely. You leave Enniscorthy and you go into fairly fertile farmland. Lots of lovely open fields and livestock, and they grow fruit and all manner of things, and of course Wexford strawberries. And we came into this town. It's literally one street, and off down to the left is a housing development, and further down on the right another housing estate. And you think, gosh, this is a very quiet town. Then we turn left, stop at the community centre, which was built again with community effort and spirit. Marvellous, marvellous community. We open the doors, and lo and behold, I am sure that almost three quarters of the 1,800 people who live in that town were there to greet us. It really was like the X Factor. It was the most wonderful experience.
So it's the Clonroach Pantomime Society.
Absolutely.
And Noel was there for their rehearsals of
Humpty Dumpty. Oh, yes.
I don't feel like doing it.
I've just arrived at Clonroach Community Centre to be met by Mr. O'Neill. Joe, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
And you're the chairperson of the Pantomime Society here.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it's a small town.
It's a small village in the centre of Wexford, set in a very good farming area. It would be very mixed, tillage, milk, cattle, sheep. And we're synonymous with Wexford fruit. The town Clonroach area would be a big strawberry producing area. So as you drive the roads of Ireland and you see Wexford strawberries, a lot of them originate here.
And obviously there's a thriving community here, because the children that are involved with your pantomime, they come not from one school but from three local schools.
That's very true. It's a parish effort here, our pantomime.
How much of the year does this take up?
It's no sooner finished when there's people starting to get the wheels in motion for the next year. People look forward to it. We have a big support from other parishes, from the local towns, and our local community, I must say, have rode in 100% behind us. We have 100 sponsors, local businesses who donate funds to us, which is very important to get the show on the road. It costs a lot to put it on the road. So,
and virtually everybody who lives here comes to see the panto?
I'd say 99.9% of people do.
Is it very much youth-led and children-led?
Yes, that's our idea, to bring those young people forward, us all fobbies, we're not going to be here forever.
And then in a small rural community like this, despite the fact that with the businesses it seems to be doing quite well, thriving as a community, there wouldn't be that many things for young people to do.
No, we'd have a good GA. We have a good GA club here, which does a lot of work. We have a soccer club who look after the youth as well. So there is a variety of things for the kids that are not involved in, say, the pantomime. There is sports there for them, you know.
Come on away inside till we see what's going on here. Oh, my goodness. It is absolutely gorgeous. The stage is already in place. And the scenery, which I presume we will learn later, was all done by local community help. It's looking just simply Christmassy and wonderful. And all around us are children. You want to see their faces. They're all smiling. They're laughing. Teresa Buckley, producer, lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too, and thanks very much for coming here today.
And what a fantastic atmosphere here.
Absolutely.
You are going to introduce us to some of the fantastic characters.
I am indeed, if you want to come over here.
Thank you so much.
No problem. But this here is our king.
Very, very impressive you're looking. Hello there, what's your name?
My name is Liam Spratt and I'm the king.
He's King
Good
Egbert.
To be the king.
And you are the big man. You are the one that all must obey.
Yeah, and I have the size to carry it,
you
as
are
you can see.
6 foot tall.
Yeah,
yes.
Huge.
And tell me, was there a tradition going back years to have a pantomime here?
Yeah, there was a tradition here which was started with Tops of the Town, or Tops of the Parish as it was known here. So there was about six areas in the parish who had to put on a two-hour variety show. And it attracted huge crowds. So it kind of evolved from that. But then with the advent of television and other media, I suppose it drifted off. We had Pantomime Society and then it rediscovered itself four years ago.
But tell me, how many are in the cast, Your Majesty?
We've almost 100 involved in the show, between background staff, between lighting, sets, everything. So there's almost 100 people in the parish involved in it.
And I know the big pantomime is in the big cities, but I would say somehow these rural places, they hold something very special. Would you?
I would agree with you, because it involves the whole community, the whole spirit of the community. Whilst there's probably more money to be spent in the big towns, it doesn't guarantee you that you have a better show than what people will see when they come here, because we've blessed that we have some unbelievable characters. And the fact that it's local, that if you come in tonight, I can have a go at you, or we'll spot whoever's in the audience, so we can have a little bit of crack with whoever's in the audience. And so that even adds more to it. Probably the best fun are the rehearsals, to be honest, because if you could leave what happens in the rehearsals and not drop them on the editing floor, would make for an even better show.
Sometimes, Liam, sometimes. No. Not when you're standing at the other side of the stage.
And you may not have the money for the libel. Now, let's meet some of the other characters. Let's see, now there's some gorgeous girls here. Who have we got here? And if I could describe this girl in front of me, she's sort of like something from Alibaba and the Thieves. There's like a Newbridge silverware tiara. She's encased in this gorgeous silver lamy with a cape and a very full dress. And tell me, who are you playing?
I'm playing Frizella, the spirit of ice and snow. So I'm kind of the evil in the panto this year. And I want to rule Eggsville, and I turn all the inhabitants to ice at one point during the panto. And I want to rule the entire kingdom.
But you look far too nice and approachable.
Well, I come on, I make quite an entrance, and I may look sweet, but wait till I get on the stage now, I'm a bit of an evil witch, so.
And in real life, what are you? What do you do? Where are you from?
Well, I'm only 16, so I'm in sixth year at the minute in Our Lady of Lourdes in Newross, and this is my first pantomime. I just stepped into the role kind of last minute, but I'm enjoying every minute of it. I usually do musicals with school and local musical societies.
Is this a stepping stone for you, maybe, to a career in theatre or in the performing arts?
My dream job, yeah, would to be doing musical theatre every day. It'd be fantastic. But next year I'm hoping to do primary teaching and hopefully pursue it as a sideline. And maybe if something comes up, sure, you'd never know.
Let's meet some of the other characters.
Frizella is my arch enemy. And I'm here to look after all the people who live in Eggsville.
Tell me, when you're not in pantomime, mm-hmm. what do you do in your days?
Three quarters of an hour ago, I was scanning cows, pregnancy testing cows. And I'm going to scan some sheep in another half an hour's time.
How do you make the transition from scanning sheep and cattle to becoming a fairy so successfully?
No. Easily enough, mind you. Put on a different hat.
Behave yourself. Behave. Oh, do you know what? I would say you would be hard to look after on the night on stage.
Sorry, can I just say, at rehearsal, hard to look after.
And were you, going back some years, were you involved with the Talk of the Town or...?
Yeah, John Clare Tops, whatever, Mocker and Firma in earlier years, and pantomime right from the start. I started off with a course here, and sure, you get stripes as you move along, you know.
Do you know what? Before I get stripes, and please don't wear that fairy costume, you'll frighten the animals, yeah? Lovely to talk to you.
Thanks so much.
There's so many strands within the community that brings this thing to stage to fruition.
Absolutely. It's not alone. Like, the people on the stage, I always say, are the ones that get the credit, and that's lovely because they get the applause. But I'm always really conscious to mention the lads that are here making the sets. The people who are cleaning the floor the day after the pantomime to get it ready for pantomime that night, putting out the chairs, you know, painting the sets. It's huge. And so really getting on stage is nearly the easier thing. Do you know, there's so much more to it.
I daren't tell the king that, or he'll go, he'll call in equity. He'll have a drama. He'll have a fit, and he won't take part in your pantomime at all. We're going to meet somebody very interesting. You're the prompter.
Yes, that's Colin Dyer, yes.
Could I at the outset just ask you a very personal question? How old are you?
Well, I reached 80 years on the 1st of August.
That is fantastic.
Now, might I go back a little bit to the old days of the start of the pantomime here? Originally, the old parish hall was only about half the width of this hall here. That would go back maybe 40, maybe nearly 50 years. A young guard came here to take up duties in Clonroach. His name was Ray Quigley, and his main hobby was drama and stage work and that. Clonroach was, and still is, bursting at the seams with talent. And of course, Ray, being interested in it, he set to transform that talent onto the stage. Ray, with his ingenuity and his resourcefulness, he never stopped at anything. And if he wanted a spectacular shipwreck on the stage, he got his spectacular shipwreck on the stage.
But you know what? You could write a book.
I could write two books.
Would you introduce me to the lovely lady beside you?
This is my near neighbour, Nancy Foley from Castlebora, and she does the teas in the refreshments in the kitchen there.
Nancy, I think you have some very royal or very well-bred family. I met the Baron. I believe the Baron's your son.
Of course, yes, John.
I'm number one. You're number two. We are criminals at large, but I'm at larger than you. I'm number one. You're number two. And I believe in equality as long as you get less than me. I'm one.
You're one?
You're number two.
I'm number two.
You may think that you're smarter, but I'm smarter than you. I'm number one. You're number two. Hey, you're lucky to be number two, not number three.
And John's father before him, your late husband, Kevin.
He was the dame on the pantomime years ago.
And now you're roped in as a general helper, but mainly for sustenance. You look after the kitchen.
I do. I love all this. Love the live show. Love making the tea. Love helping out people. I said, as long as I have two hands on my body, I love helping.
How important do you think is the pantomime?
It's great. Great boost for our little children. My children were on the stage and so practically able to walk, and through life work wonders for them. Give them great confidence in themselves. But it is great. It is great. We should see more of it.
I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hands in the air. Nobody's gonna tell me I can.
So we've over 45 children involved in the panto.
Now, one of these lovely young people offered me a part. They said that if I sing, if I do a test, that they might let me sing in the pantomime. What will I ask this young gentleman? Will you let me sing in the pantomime?
Yes, I will.
You, what's your name?
Owen Murphy.
And are you enjoying being in the pantomime?
Yes, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. What will I ask this gorgeous girl here? What's your name?
Guevara Hughes.
Guevara, will you let me sing as well in the choir?
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't so sure. She wasn't so sure, was she? Come here, you. What's your name?
I'm Lee Dunn.
And Lee Dunn, are you one of the best singers in this group?
Yeah, I'm the best.
I knew that you were one of the best. He's cheeky, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Good lad, Lee. Yes. Well, I guess we better hear them sing.
They sound charming.
Oh, no, they don't.
They really do. No, Humpty Dumpty, I wouldn't have thought it was a pantomime, no.
No, but you know what? They've made it their own. They've very cleverly included, of course, the song from The Muppets, which is very amusing. They also, of course...
But smarter are than you.
Frozen, which is the phenomenon.
That,
you know,
doll and, people are fighting over. Can I send out a plea to parents?
Let it go.
Get over it. I mean, sometimes just say to the kids, we can't get it. It's run out of stock. Santa hasn't got enough or something like that. I don't know, but say something, you know. Santa can't deliver these things to everybody.
Agree.
He's a busy man.
Yeah, and also, that's the pressure that families are under now with commercialism and shop windows and TV
and
everything.
You know what, Noel? You don't have to give into commercialism.
That is true. That is true. Very difficult, though, when you're dealing with a pleading seven-year-old who wants a Frozen doll. But anyway, back to the pantomime. The gorgeous lady who's the tea maker, she is sort of quite old. I will only say that. You never discuss a lady's age. And she got up at 5 o'clock in the morning to make bread.
Yeah.
And she made this marvellous scone of bread. And I was so delighted. So I have to say a big shout out to Nancy and, of course, Collie. I asked Collie, could I give him a lift home or where was his home? He said, no. I cut across the fields and away he went. He's the prompter.
Sitting in the weeds.
80 years of age. He was 80 in August last year. So it was an amazing experience. It was community at its very best. Everybody was involved. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, you name it. Even the guy who was out testing animals. He called himself an animal gynecologist. He was very amusing.
what his role in the pantomime?
The most outrageous fairy in the pantomime, as it happens.
He is
the most outrageous fairy I've ever met.
He is.
Yes, and he was wonderful.
Anyway, Humpty Dumpty will run in Clonroach Community Centre from Tuesday, December 2nd, which is next Tuesday, until Sunday, December 7th. So it's only on for a week. Tickets. I'm not going to give you the tickets prices because that doesn't matter. You can find those out yourself. But the bottom line is it starts on next Tuesday and runs for a week. Noel, thank you. Where are you going next?
We are off to my own sort of corner, the northwest, up to Ballybuffet.
Not Donegal again.
I'm afraid
Donegal, Matthew. I'm sick of the lot of you. Donegal. Can I just say, I love Donegal. Donegal is the nicest place on the earth. There is no such thing as the Donegal Mafia. It's the most beautiful. I can't wait to go to Donegal again. I haven't been to Donegal for a while, but I will go. Is that enough? Does that get me out of that?
I think you're out of the arm lock now. Yes, that is absolutely okay. I know, Derek, absolutely, that you love Donegal.
I'm convinced there's something going on. Katrina goes off on her baby leave, and you appear.
Absolutely. I think that's
something going on in this
extraordinarily important that you recognise that there's some sort of coincidence or God being anonymous going on here. I should be here today.
Well, I hope you're not responsible for the baby.